This presentation deals with the health of the population over the lifespan. I present data and reflections from the past, that is, the period 1945 to 90 in Norway. I believe Norway can be seen as typical of the industrialized nations in Europe. In 1945, the country was in ruins after 5 years of war. The population was on the one hand exhausted from the war, but on the other hand it was jubilant over the victory and optimistic. Peace, prosperity, social democracy and hard work was ahead of us. I was 21, released from the army, a freshman in medical school, and deeply in love. I said, come on, future. I start with life expectancy. In 1945, it was 64 for men and 69 for women, a tremendous progress since the turn of the century, when it was only 51 for men and 54 for women. The main reasons for the progress were a reduction in child mortality and in tuberculosis. The health had been remarkably good during the war, probably due to a low-fat diet, less smoking, and much exercise. Tuberculosis was still a problem in 1945, but it decreased rapidly, as did all the infectious diseases. With the return of all the good things, high-fat diet and smoking included, the cardiovascular diseases started to increase and became the major public health problem. The mortality increased rapidly, as you see in this graph, but it started to go down about 1975, thanks to major efforts in prevention and public health. The health service was, of course, in ruins in 1945. There were 3,000 doctors against 20,000 today. The hospitals were run down, there was practically no home nursing, and the old age homes lacked medical services. However, there were highly efficient district medical officers. The health service was public, and in 1967 we got a general health insurance covering everybody and all diseases, injuries, and disabilities. During the period, medicine and the health service were revolutionized. The infant mortality dropped from 38 per thousand in 1945 to 8 per thousand in 1990, and the life expectancy increased to 73 for men and almost 80 for women in 1990. Care for the elderly was organized with home nursing from 1972 and nursing homes with appropriate medical services in all municipalities. Disease prevention and health promotion became very effective during this period, and healthy life became every man's knowledge. Tuberculosis decreased to almost nothing, and poliomyelitis disappeared completely. Public health had much success, and it was easy to see the results. Working conditions improved for the population, and there was very little unemployment. Housing improved, thanks to a blooming building industry all over the country. The economy improved, and the standard of living improved almost dramatically. In 1945, there were few cars, but in 1990, everybody had a car. Education improved. When I finished high school in 1942, only about 12% of the youngsters went to high school, and the rest started to work after confirmation at 15. In 1990, almost all young people went to some kind of high school. The mentality of the population is interesting. During and after the war, there was a strong feeling of solidarity based on the slogan, "Do your duty, claim your right." The patients were grateful and stoic. One should accept one's fate, and treatment and health were not a matter of course. Gradually, all this changed to more individualism and claiming one's right to treatment and health. Old people today seem to agree that the society was at its best about 1975. Since then, money and the me-first society have taken over, they say. To sum up, the years from 1945 to 1990 changed everything in Norway. We went from poor to rich, to much better health, to a longer life, and to a much higher standard of living. But paradoxically, happiness has not increased. And therefore, I end with this graph for your reflection, and you see that purchasing power and pleasure has increased, but happiness has not.